Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Laughter is a sign of the Holy Spirit. Take these two scriptures and then take your action plan as we go into the next month. Two scriptures that will show you the primary function of the Holy Spirit. The primary function of the Holy Spirit is to communicate life. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. I'm watching time. And then Luke chapter 1, 34 and 35. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, amen. There's someone in our midst. This bone here makes it very uncomfortable. I don't know what happened. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, amen. Amplified. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, amen. In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. That's verse 1. So everything God created at this level was okay. Everything he created was okay. Nothing missing, nothing broken. But between verse 1 and verse 2, we're light years away. God took his time, prepared, formed, fashioned, created. And so same in our lives and our society. God has his will. He has his plan. He said, I know the thoughts I think towards you. The thoughts to give you a future and expected end. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. If you check the life of Jesus, everything he did was an expression of what the Father will do, because Jesus came to represent the Father. He's an express image of the Father. So if you see sickness in your body, it's not God that put it there. God is not trying to use it to teach you a lesson. All right? Sometimes storms will come, but I'm not going there. I just want you to know that what God created about you was good. But something happened in verse 2. The earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very deep. And the Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. The earth was without form. Without form was it, the earth was shapeless. There was no structure, no system. The earth was abnormal. Are there things in our lives that are shapeless, that have no structures, that have no systems, that look abnormal? The earth was with a lot of confusion. Are there aspects of our life, our national life, our family life, even our private lives, that has a lot of confusion, full of emptiness? Are there things in our life, places where we see, looks as a desert? Are there places that look like vain, vanity, desert, wilderness, desolation? And then are there aspects of our places of work where we looks as if it's without form, it's without void? It doesn't have structure. If you look at our body, there is something that keeps your body in shape. It's called skeleton. When they are building houses, they put up structures that will hold everything in shape. So God wants your life and my life to have structure. But just in case something happened, God created something good, but in verse 2, something bad. The enemy came and scattered what it is that God created. God always has redemptive answers. I've come to tell you, don't be hopeless. Don't give up. It's not over. It's when you give up, then it's over. The moment the enemy scattered the thing, what happened? The Spirit of the Lord came and began to brood over the waters. We love the Holy Spirit. Each time something goes bad, his primary function is to communicate life. To brood is the same thing that some people call it meditation, but it's the same thing that the mother hen will do upon the chicken he sat upon the earth. Are there aspects of our lives that are so wasted? Are there aspects of our society that is out of place, shameless, no structure, no form, confusion, desert places? But there is the Holy Spirit. Many of us here have been speaking about the things of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is so real. He's a person. So we're going to acknowledge him in our national life, in our private life, even in our own lives. I got a text from a strange person. I said, please help me. I have addiction in porn. I have addiction in masturbation. By the time you mention the addiction, I don't know who this person is. So someone said that you can help me. And I said, the only person who can break addiction in anybody's life is the Holy Spirit. It takes the Holy Spirit to be a good wife. It takes the Holy Spirit to be a good husband. It takes the Holy Spirit to be a good child. It takes the Holy Spirit not to treat people the way people treat you. It's easier to treat people. Do me, I do you. God, no reverse. If you slap me and I slap you back, I don't need to reason to do that. If someone insults you, it's very easy to insult the person back. But for you to withhold yourself, hold yourself, calm down a little bit to know what to do. That's where it takes energy. And that level of energy will not come from your mind. It will simply come from a relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit began to hover over the earth, began to brood over the shapelessness, began to brood over no structure, the confusion, the desert. And by the time the Holy Spirit was over, everything that was in the mind of God began to comfort. My brothers and my sisters, in every area of our lives, not just our personal life, even in the sectors where we work, where there is hopelessness, where there is shapelessness, there is something we can do. We can repeat Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. We can acknowledge the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit begin to brood over the waters. It was Victoria Orenze that put it in a song. You are brooding over every darkness. He's still in the business of brooding over darkness, over sickness, over disease, bone tissues, over issues in the cells, over issues in the blood. There may be issues that have nothing to do with biology. Maybe there may be issues in the psychological part of our being. Maybe we have some aspect of our life that has to do with father wound, some destructive things in us that make us to be violent, that make us to grow in rage, that make us to come to a place of unforgiveness, that will make a husband to be very, very, very bad to the wife. Just imagine a wife you married and paid bride price. In fact, there are some cultures, you go to marry there, you will lie down for them to give you wife. And then after some time, after you have said, I love you, you take your hands and beat the woman to stupor. You can see that it's not you. It's not you that is doing that. The same person that said, I love you, cannot be the same person that say, I slap you. They are not the same people. It takes the Holy Spirit. Listen, your neighbors are watching you. They have seen you wear t-shirt, Thriving Times are here. They have seen you wear t-shirt, Avalanche, Heaven Invading Earth. They have seen it. They have even seen it in your t-shirt, in your car, cabinet member. They have seen it. You know, in Fame Foundation, we always have a prophetic word on our t-shirt. They helped by God and all of that. They have seen it. Now, it is the Holy Spirit inside you that will make them see that God is real. So everybody is preaching. Yes, that my life group, they were talking about pant that they are selling, anointed pant that have pastor's face if you want to, if... Back to the point. Everywhere there is darkness, everywhere there is shapelessness, everywhere there is formlessness, the answer is to acknowledge the Holy Spirit. His primary function is to communicate life. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, we just ask you today to release life in every aspect of our lives where there have been no life. Let's look at Luke chapter 1 verse 34 to 35. Play for me. You are brooding over every darkness. You know, something is coming to my mind. If you have one, Thriving Times are here. And then you have a neighbor, like the Desmond has a neighbor. And then in the morning, your neighbor hears. And then the neighbor comes out and sees that you and your husband are fighting. And then even when in the fight, you are wearing Thriving Times are here. And your wife is wearing Heaven Invading Earth. And your neighbor has Avalanche. And if you happen to have four neighbors, one by the right, one here. Yeah. The first neighbor have seen this. And then the first neighbor is confused in his mind. Ah, these people, I used to hear their pastor preach about marriage in their church. Is it that they are not hearing what their pastor is saying, or when they come, they stay outside at the car park and be gisting? Something is not right. The first day, your neighbor will say maybe it's a fluke, so it was something that happened by mistake. And then the second time again, your neighbor comes. And then this time, your neighbor is seeing you abuse your husband with tongues. You're abusing your husband. Say, this is what our pastor preached the other day. You don't even help me at all. Holy Ghost fire. Your neighbor will conclude that the people who go to this church, either they have mental problem or something is wrong with them. By the time your neighbor sees it the fourth or the fifth time, the neighbor will now say, everybody that go to that church, that's how people reason. This is how they behave. Please don't give us a bad name. Don't give us a bad name. The Holy Spirit is around you. That's why we're spending time to teach you. This thing is not for you to use in church. It's for you to go out there to show the world that Jesus is alive. And he's going to begin with our attitude, with our character in the midst of darkness. I love the scripture. And Mary said to the angel, how can this be? Since I have no intimacy with any man as a husband, are there areas in your life where you're asking, how can this be? How can this be, seeing I'm almost 40 and there is no man in my life? How can this be, seeing that we don't have electricity, enough power in Nigeria? How can this be, seeing I don't have a womb? How can this be, seeing I don't have a job? Are there areas of impossibilities? Do you have a doctor's record that shows you that some things can be done? Has an economist told you that this cannot be done? How can this be? When Mary heard the prophetic word about her, she looked at herself and said, I don't look like this thing they're saying. She looked at the face of the angel. All she can do is, what do you do when you don't know what to do? Before you ask anybody, ask the Holy Spirit. How can this be, seeing I don't have a voice? It's like telling Pastor Peter to come and lead Avalanche, or telling Pastor Norma, they don't have key in their voices, they don't have at all. How can this be, seeing that I came from a background where I was born in a prostitute joint? How can this be, seeing that I don't know my father? I've asked my mother who my father is. My mother has shown me about 5 different men. She can't even remember the night she conceived me. How can this be? Am I talking to someone? How can this be, seeing I came from Nigeria where our leaders are not sure where we are going? How can this be? When you say the Nigerian dream, what is the Nigerian dream? We are not sure what it is. How can this be? Are we a civilized economy? How can this be? How can this be, seeing God is mindful of the things you're going through? Leave it for God. Don't worry yourself. Don't be your own God. Don't do the things God is supposed to do. And then when God has given you a prophetic word, he wants you to create a template out of that prophetic word. He wants you to create a society. So for every word God gives you, there is a way, there is a how. So Mary said, now you have told me all of this. What should I do next? What is the step one? What is the step two? What is the practical everyday step I should take once that door is open? After you come to this church and say, we have combined service, our spiritual father, apostolic impartation, we're going to have that on the 2nd of February. Now, when our children has come and has gone, and then we open the doors, what are the practical steps, firm foundation, that we're going to use, that even if we don't get to tell anybody Jesus is alive, we don't get to tell anybody God is good, we don't get to tell anybody praise the Lord, we don't get to share any handbill, what is the influence that we're supposed, the fragrance we're supposed to leave in our community, that someone will follow that fragrance to come and know our God? That's what the question is. How can this be? Do you have how can this be? Are there how can this be in your life? Are there how can this be? How do I go from here to here? How do I pay my son's school fees, pay my children's school fees, pay my house rent, and still be able to maintain on this kind of salary? How can this be? How can this be when my take home cannot even take me home? How can this be? How can this be when I don't have any connection? I don't have long legs. How can this be when I can't get a job? I've been trying to get out of this job where I work 7 to 7 and get another one. How can this be? How can this be when the only man who has come into my life is asking me for sex before he can ever put money on my head? How can this be? Mary was a young lady. At the time Mary was asking this question, she was confused. The prophecy they gave her, he said, you're going to have a child. and then it's not going to be a man. No man is going to touch you. And they actually told Mary, this is what is going to happen. Mary calculated the strategies and the principles and didn't say, how can this be? So let's see the answer they give her. Then the angel said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. In other words, the person of the Holy Spirit will come upon you. God always has a how-to, but you need to get the how-to from him. And then the second says, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you like a shining cloud, and so the holy thing which shall be born of you will be called the Son of God. Look at what happens. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. When he comes upon you, he will release his power. And when he releases his power will remove your own power. Or whatever power you have, his power will amplify it. Then you will be able to do what originally you will not be able to do. Someone shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let your hallelujah thunder. Hallelujah. In other words, this is what you can do. This is me. This is me. This is me. What I can do in my own power is just to be able to carry this phone. Beyond this, I will not be able to. But when something takes over you, you not just will you carry this, but this is still you. When people look at you, they will still see this. But this is you that have been overshadowed. In other words, your own strength have been taken over. Your own power has been taken over. Your own intellect has been taken over by the seven spirits of God. Then that which you are able to do in your own power, he superimposes himself on you. Now you are now operating at the capacity of God. It is only God that can bring out a child without a husband. Now he empowered Mary with the same capacity to do what God alone can do. God can pull out a child from a tree. He doesn't need a man. The moment he overshadowed Mary, Mary's capacity came to the capacity of God. Mary now is able to produce a child without a womb. Ladies and gentlemen, my submission tonight is we need overshadowing of the Holy Spirit in front of every assignment that we see ourselves. They tell you to write a memo. They tell you to take a quotation. Everything we need in this church, we need the overpowering of the Holy Spirit. We're going to take a little time to pray. I want to give you action plan that you will do. Message action plan number one, look for someone to pray for. Message action plan for number one, someone who is sick, someone who is confused. You can find the person anywhere, either on social media. You heard what the testimony Pastor Nat shared. You heard the one Desmond shared. Look for someone and pray for. So the Holy Spirit will highlight the person too for you. Message number two, anoint your street for the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. Anoint your street. Anoint your street. We are declaring, oh, for everyone on this street, we are saying that what happened to Mary will happen to you. Action plan number three, give someone a prophetic word. Don't tell the person God is saying. Just say, I just sense, or I noticed, or it seems to me that. Don't say, thus says the Lord. The last assignment. Between today and next week, Wednesday, one of the things you do regularly, either cooking of food, or you write a program. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to overshadow you, to do that thing at the capacity of God. So I'm going to say, number one, look for someone to pray for. Say, Holy Spirit, highlight to me someone to pray for. Anybody at all. The prayer must not be long. Mustn't be long. Even if it's a word. Anywhere. Number two, give someone a prophetic word. Don't say, thus says the Lord. Don't say, God has told me to tell you. It seemed to me, I sense, I feel, I noticed. Does it look like this to you? Or ask it like a question. So do you feel this leg paining you? The third one is anoint your street for the overshadowing of the presence of God. Protection. Anoint your street. do it for everyone on that street. The last one. I don't want to call it secular. I don't want to call it secular. But every assignment you know you do regularly, ask the Holy Spirit to overshadow you to the point that you won't do that thing at your capacity. You do it at the capacity of the Holy Spirit. And then when you get to your life groups, try and share testimonies of how these things happen. Let's just stand on our feet. You're brooding. So everybody, let's do without a song. Everybody just stand on your feet and just acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Just acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Just acknowledge the Holy Spirit. I feel it in my bones, you're about to move. Just acknowledge the Holy Spirit. I acknowledge you. Say, Spirit of the Lord, you're already in me. Father, to just spirit to spirit, breathe upon me. Please give us the lyrics. Father to child, spirit to spirit, father to child. Let them bring the words. We'll read the words. We pray the words and then you can begin.
Father to child.
Okay. Okay, everybody, say father to child. Say from my father to me. From his spirit to my spirit. Lighted by your word. With your breath of life. Oh, that's what I was preaching today. Say the primary function of the Holy Spirit is to communicate life. Oh, Mashandarabakiara Doko Santara. Perhaps in this church today, there is anywhere any tissue is dying, or any cell is failing, or any organ, anything that we can go under the medical lenses and find something. We ask you, Lord, that as we sing, let the Spirit of God communicate life to those areas. Every area that is aging, Amarantoya. Every area that is aging and is abating, every area that is decrepit, Lord, as we sing today, we ask you to restore our youth, revive our youth. Every area, Lord, we ask you for freshness, 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 freshness. Lord, you can see our tomorrow before the tomorrow comes. Any day we would have gone to the hospital and they said they saw something. Today we are asking for communicate life to our spirit. Choir, you're ready now.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.